Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, that was Matt Chapman's walk-off from Saturday against the Braves. And if you're just joining us, Matt Chapman is headed toward the injured list. He's got a jammed thumb. It happened Sunday, getting back to first base. And he'll be gone for at least 10 days retroactive to yesterday. And so the Giants head to Colorado without 20% of their home run output.
No, it was big, and we talked about it. It's just funny how sports and life work, right? The day after he has that dramatic home run, you know, diving back into first base late in that game, Steiny, and now he's dealing with this, and he'll be out. But we just talked about the margin of error, how the Giants have just completed a homestand, 7 straight games decided by one run, and now you got one of your best hitters, if not your best hitter, out. So who's going to step up? And Steiny, I just keep, during the break, I was thinking about, we were having some fun with it on air, but man, Adames, this would be ideal for you just to, and like Evan said, not go Rod Carew, but get back on the horse and look something remotely close to yourself, because without Chapman in the lineup, Steiny, I mean, what are you really truly, who can you count on outside of Ramos? Because those are my two guys right now.
Well,
and
I mean,
Flores.
I mean, the one thing with Adames is now he's on the spot.
Right.
I mean, he's on the spot. You've gotten away with him.
And there you go.
Not playing well, particularly not hitting well. You're still 10 games over. But I kind of don't like it, obviously.
Yeah.
But
I
think it makes it harder for Adames, because Chapman was the one guy in that lineup outside of Ramos who is a batter that protects around him a little bit. And now Adames has been hitting sixth. Chapman's been obviously hitting cleanup. So
he's been on fire.
How does this affect Adames? I think it makes it, I think it makes it tougher for him,
well,
because
now
the spotlight's on him in a way.
And I'll say this to that, Steiny. I was just having some fun with him celebrating and being a good teammate and not letting Adames, that is, not letting the doldrums get him down. But the bottom line is the spotlight's never off of him. And if I'm him, Steiny, I'm being real. I'm not a batting coach, but I would say don't change anything. You know, act like Matt's in the lineup. I mean, my goodness, you're struggling so mightily. Just handle your business. Execute. Go up there and be the best version you could be. Because if you go in there doing what you just said, And it's simple, and I'm not saying you're wrong. I mean, this thing could snowball him on big time, you know? He's already, I got to believe, have a lot on the mental Rolodex.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how he views this or he doesn't view this, and I'm talking about Willy Adames. Matt Chapman is going to be out of the lineup for at least two series and into the third series.
Let's hope, yeah.
And, you know, what do they lose? Well, they lose somebody who's hitting 350 over the last 10 games, somebody who's responsible for 20% of their entire home run total. And I don't know how Willy Adames will be affected by this or not. And now, does that put a bigger spotlight on Adames with Giant fans? And you know, Buster Posey last week said it's time to go. I mean,
he did say
it's time for Willy Adames to go at this point, you would figure, right?
Yeah, and I'll say this to that, Stani, as well as Matt Chapman is being 12 homers, 30 RBIs, even with his excellence or him being one of the best hitters you could count on in this lineup, they still had the formula to where they couldn't kind of get away from you with the bats. So now you're telling me after this announcement, you're taking him away. What, and you got Dominic Smith, so I assume he'll be at first base, Donnie, or, you know, the rest of the way, or however much he plays first base, you're going to get Schmidt over at third base. That's who I believe will be third base tonight.
Yeah, so obviously Schmidt's a terrific fielder, but at the plate, he's no Matt Chapman. That's not very difficult to say, but my question to Giants fans is, how do you weather this storm? Or is it just something you got to get over? I mean, Evan brought it up yesterday. This team has not had a lot of injuries this year. This is clearly their biggest one of the season. My question to you would be, you think Chapman's their best player?
Honestly, I think Ramos is their best player.
Okay.
He's beating him in average, but he's got him in on-base percentage. But it takes more than one, right? So he's one of them. And you talk about the glove, the plays, the other one the other night where he steps on the bag and throws it across to get to double play. So I have no problem saying, you know, co-best player. But the bottom line is there is something fundamentally going on with this offense as a whole, Stani, to where they just, more often than not, they're not scoring a lot of runs. And now you take one of the biggest components or pieces out of this lineup. I'll say this to you all. I don't state the obvious. Thank God they're playing Colorado, right? I mean,
yeah, yes,
this
and
is
no.
Who you would pick going in if you even let me say you're somewhat limping with this injury. But my goodness, that's the one positive is, you know, you're going in to play three games with the Rockies, the first three out the gate without Chappie.
Yeah, I mean, my question would be, is that the guy they need right now? Because it is such a hitter-friendly ballpark, and he's the guy who's been – obviously, your biggest deep threat, and how do you replace that? Well, you're not gonna. You're not gonna replace it. So they're down. So a team that's offense has been kind of anemic. They are now down to their, you know, they lose their best home run hitter, and we'll see how this. Now, the one thing I will say is
kind of stinks, Don. He just walked it off Saturday, but I know it's sports.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that every team's got to deal with. And the question becomes, how can the Giants stay afloat without Matt Chapman? I got to believe against the Colorado Rockies, they feel like they can still do some damage. When the Dodgers come up next in LA, that might be a different story, but we'll see. We'll see how it works out.
And it's kind of funny. Again, I'm not comparing Chapman to Steph Curry, but if this news where Steph Curry was out of the, you know, the Warrior lineup, Sonny, the ramifications are, we saw it in the playoffs, so it's huge. Hopefully you don't see that here, and I know baseball is a different game, but, I mean, 10 days, you know, stint on the IL, the thumb, you know, those things can be tricky.
Yeah, and the question now becomes, can the Giants continue their momentum? Even though they're going to be missing Matt Chapman, and Dave Fleming was on with the morning show earlier this week, which must have been yesterday, and he put it simply that he thought when Posey made his statements early last week that it had an effect.
But it was not a coincidence, I don't think, that the Giants won those two games this week after those moves were made. And the guys who got called up helped win the game, so that was part of it. But it was also, you know, whatever you want to call it, a wake-up call, a message, you know, even those two words you just said, let's go, like it's time to go. I think that was received around that Giants clubhouse. I do.
Well, I love that. If it has been received, then it's something that they'll be able to overcome, at least in the short term,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And again, but we can't ignore with him in the lineup, and he was handling his business. We just saw that again Saturday afternoon, Stoney. But the bottom line is, I am interested to see how you Martin Luther King this, how you overcome not having one of your best bats, if not the best bat in the lineup, of an offense that has not produced. And I love Flynn for that soundbite, Stoney, because these guys, and I know a lot of times, and I'm one of them, we think they're robots, but sometimes moves speak louder than words. And DFA and Lamont Wade Jr. and bringing up who you brought up, I think, Stoney, there was other verbiage in regard to those transactions, and that's why we've been seeing them play. And they're pros at the end of the day. I get that, but I think even the players knew that they had to take it up a notch. And we'll see if that repeats itself in Colorado, because I feel like, who's going tonight? You said the guy with an 8.5 ERA for the Rockies. Yeah. Like, you couldn't draw it up any better without Chappie, who you'd face on paper.
What I'm interested to know, and I don't know that we will, is right this minute, what is Willie Adames thinking?
Well, I'm going to say this. You tell me if I'm wrong. It should not change what you were thinking before Evan pressed that breaking news sounder. Now, for us and the Jackals and the Riders, we really need you. But as far as the approach, Steiny, I don't think he can add more pressure to himself.
Yeah, I'm wondering if...
Just go out and be who you are, man.
Well, I'm wondering if the not having Chapman in the lineup changes the dynamic of the way they pitch to Adames. Because when Adames last played, obviously he was batting sixth and Chapman was hitting fourth. Smith hit fifth on Saturday's game. But, I mean, with one less quality bat to have to pitch to, if you're Colorado or L.A., does that make Adames, you know, somebody whose job just got tougher? You know what I mean? Because even though he's not having a great season, he still represents what could be the best hitter in your lineup, or at least top two or three after Ramos, now that Chapman's gone. So I don't know. Is there extra pressure on Willie Adames right now? I guess so, but it's hard to imagine him feeling more pressure now than he has the last couple weeks, when certain observers are talking about how he seems to be pressing at this point.
Yeah,
would he press less at this point?
Well, I'll say this to that, and we just kind of talked about it before we found out Chapman was out. You know, him being the great teammate, him, you know, throwing the Gatorade, just being there and being positive. I told you, Steiny, you know, he hasn't lost that. And I don't want to be negative, but I'm keeping it real with you. I'll say this. Now that Chapman is out and he presses, Steiny, and still does not get the results, and let's just say they move out of Colorado and he's kind of not got back on the horse, I feel like, and I hope I'm wrong, that has all the ingredients to take that, to kill that joy. What do you say to that? You know what I mean? If we don't come out, if he doesn't come, just from his standpoint, out of this funk, out of these, after visiting Colorado, it's like, and no Chapman, then that noise in that spotlight is brighter and the noise is way louder. And I wonder if you succumb to that. And I know that's a stretch, but I mean, at some point, man, you got to get that good juju going.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. And, you know, we can debate whether Chapman is the Giants' best hitter, or whether it's Ramos, but clearly Chapman's their biggest power hitter, and you're going to be missing him going into Colorado.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking about Willie Adames, and I think, Goo, let's say hypothetically, Adames goes, 2-for-11 in this three-game series. As long as they win 2 out of 3, I think, for lack of a better term, that the Heat's not going to come down on him. But yes, I mean, if the Chapman injury coincides with, a losing stretch and Adames isn't hitting, then I do think we got a little bit of a problem. Yeah. I'm not expecting Adames to be a different player over the next 10 games or so, but I am expecting Adames to slowly start to at least resemble a semblance of who he's been over the last 4 years or so.
Yeah, and we got to be fair here, and I'm not saying you're not, but at the end of the day, Stiney, this is more than just Adames, too. His report card wouldn't be pretty right now. We get that. But other guys got to step up. I'm talking about everybody. So even Fitzgeralds of the world, Jung-Hoo Lee and Ramos, they all got to do this collectively. Dominic Smith, like, even Casey Schmitz, he gets in there. Bailey, like, this is not just a one-man fix. Adames, you need it the most, quietly, but behind closed doors, for them to, withstand this injury, Stiney, it's got to be everybody. Let me read this to you from the 415. Chapman hasn't been the best hitter. Ramos and Lee have been more consistent. Time not only for Adames, but Schmidt, Fitzgerald as well. And that's what I mean by the rest of the game.
The problem is that Chapman was really coming around.
Yeah.
I mean, he was hitting .350 over the last 10 games.
No, that's hot. That's hot.
And this is a team that has had a lot of trouble scoring runs. And I get that, they've ended the streak of only 32 runs over a 16-game period. But I don't think the bats have broken out. They still, 6 runs was the most they scored against the Braves. So I do think, obviously, it's not good because you got a team that's hitting challenged, and now you're not only losing one of your better players overall, but you are losing
that glove.
The player who, not even to mention that, you're losing a player who all indications were he had been coming around.
He was on a heater.
Was gonna continue to hit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's not a lot of pop in that lineup, and when Chapman's not in it, there's even less.
And again, how many times do I need to say, who could come up with a better opponent for them to be on the road starting a series today with this news that just broke? Like, the Rockies are the recipe, you would think, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, yes.
I know it's Colorado and things can happen, but come on, Stiney.
This from the 925. Adames is not being paid to be a cheerleader. He's getting paid to be the starting shortstop. It's okay to point out and criticize him. It doesn't mean you hate the guy. No, he stunk.
He's like the lake in Oakland, Stiney. There's some merit to that.
I mean, he
stunk. You're right.
And now I think the fans will take a harder look at him because they have to. They have to. As for if this is the best time or the worst time to lose Chapman,
he was hot.
I would say the verdict's out on that because, yeah, I guess you could say they're playing the Colorado Rockies, are the worst team in baseball, so they should be able to be fine, let's say. But then they play the Dodgers. Then they go play the Dodgers, and Chapman's not going to be there. And this is a team that can't afford to be losing quality bats, and that's at least what he has been, certainly over the last 10 games. But I think Chapman's had a solid season at the plate and in the field. Obviously, he's hitting better now than he did the first, let's say, 6 weeks of the season. But his numbers are about where they end up seemingly every year.
Yeah, and we keep talking offense, but Stiney, I'm kind of curious to see Kyle Harrison get the ball tonight against, I keep saying it, the lowly Rockies, but it is Major League Baseball and they are pro hitters. But I'm kind of curious to see, you know, if he can do what the rest of the staff's kind of been doing, and that been not, I won't use phenomenal, but they've just been solid across the board.
To me, Harrison has been, let's see, Webb's been great, Ray's been great,
Birdsong's
been darn good, Verlander's been, did I say Robbie Ray?
Yeah.
He's been phenomenal. So, I mean, Harrison's the one guy who's been lagging a little bit, but, and now he's got a pitch in Colorado.
And the one thing about the Giants starters as a whole, I don't know if it's just me, Stani, you'll see Webb give up maybe two or three runs early, maybe, and then you're like, oh boy, this might, and they always just calm down and get into the bullpen with those two, three runs. Like, they just, they never falter.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, little news regarding, well, more than probably a little, not catastrophic, but Matt Chapman, starting third baseman, has been put on the injured list. He was injured jamming his thumb, sliding back into first base, and he will not be playing for the next week and a half, essentially, as the Giants start a six-game road trip in Colorado, and then they head to L.A. And
biggest injury through 66 games easily, right? Verlander.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't think it's close. Yeah. I mean, the good news is it's a 10-day injury, yeah, essentially.
Hopefully.
I mean, it's a jammed thumb. You'd like to think he'll come back in a week, week and a half.
But you got to grip that bat too, Stan.
And he'll be.
When you come back.
Okay, well, you got a built-in excuse for him to struggle after he gets back.
No, I'm just talking about the pain threshold. Like, you know, you got to see and react to when you come back, if you haven't come back too soon, or you can still be.
You ever have a jammed thumb?
I have.
When were you able to grip a bat?
Well, I was playing hoop, so I didn't have to grip a bat. But I'm just.
What about shoot a ball?
Well, when you can shoot like me, you're all right.
I'm just wondering. Can't believe he said that. When he comes back, he'll be healthy.
All right.
How about that? More pressure on the Giants to win these games against the Rockies than the Dodgers. They cannot look bad in Colorado. That's from the 415 on the text line.
But what if I told you I felt that way anyway going into this series? I mean, it's early, but you want to handle business against the bottom feeders.
I don't think you can ever assume a sweep.
And the Rockies got one last time they were here. Remember, it was a four-game series. I believe. Yeah, they got one. They got the first one.
Yeah, I don't think you can ever assume a sweep. So you want to go in there and obviously win at least two of them.
You're game and a half back of the Dodgers. You won five in a row. So,
and we'll see if this forestalls their momentum, because I think we all agree that the Giants right now are playing their best baseball this season. Like you said, Goo, they've won five in a row. There's not that they're at home this week, but there's been a lot of excitement out at the yard. People think the pitching's going to be able to hold up, ideally. The relievers have been phenomenal. They looked like they were coming out of, you know, a 2.5-week slump, at least a little bit, and now they're going to have to do it without Matt Chapman.
Would you be uncomfortable if I said, I'm just having some fun here, let's make a bet the Giants score over five runs. Would you be willing to make that bet? Now without Chapman in the
over how many games?
No, just that's funny. Tonight, that's pretty good.
No. You know, Colorado.
Yeah, it's not even, but I can see an easy eight.
It's not quite the park it used to be.
No doubt. The humidor balls, I think, are extinct.
I mean, we'll see. Yeah. But anyway, once again, Matt Chapman, third baseman for the Giants, going on the injured list. He's going to be. He jammed his thumb on Sunday against the Atlanta Braves.
I thought he was going to be fine. But real quick, Sonny, I know we're up against it. The Rock, just think about if you were on this team. They're 12-53.
Okay.
What's going on?
They're not very good.
But that's worse than not very good. 12 wins to 53. My gosh, man.
What?
That is horrible.
Well, they're not off to a good start. They're having the team equivalent of Willie Adames his year.
Now I think you're going too far.
I'm telling you.
Stoddy, 12-53. What are they? They don't even deserve planes. Just bus to every place you're going.
Call them the Colorado Adameses.
Now you're going too far.
No, I don't think so. Who's got a bet?
12-53.
What's 12-53? What do you have that? What is that winning percentage?
185.
Yeah, it's about that's almost as good
That's
almost as good as Adamas's batting average. The Colorado Rockies are 185 and Adamas is 193.
Wow.
Pretty. Yeah. They'll be fine.
Yeah. Better not win tonight.
Who?
The Rockies.
You know, if the Rockies win tonight, it doesn't mean the season's over. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. If you're just joining us, Matt Chapman getting put on the injured list. He was injured on Sunday, going head first back into first base.
I thought it was a shoulder.
Yeah, he jammed his thumb, and so he's not going to be available for about a week and a half, most likely, and he won't be available against Colorado or the Dodgers as the Giants embark on a six-game road trip starting tonight.
I'll read this to you from the 415, Scotty. Over-under for runs scored tonight, Evan just told us. The game is 11.5. Steiny and Goo, you have $100 to bet. You're taking the over or under. I'm going over. And that's the total between both teams.
I would take the over, too.
Okay.
But 11.5. It's based on
that's our guy Jim.
The Giants starting pitcher tonight.
Harrison,
Kyle Harrison.
You're confident.
No, I think he's going to give up runs.
Okay, I'm with you.
Yeah. Let's go to Chris. Chris in San Jose. How you doing, Chris? What's going on, man?
I'm doing all right, gentlemen. How are you?
All right.
Everybody doing okay?
Yes, sir, Chris.
Doing well.
What's up, Goo? It's a beautiful day to be in the Bay right now, but I just wanted to kind of what prompted me to call was hearing about this Chapman injury and then Goo hearing you ask, you know, the question, hey, with Chapman out, do you think that we could maybe get more than five runs on the board? And I'm here to, you know, unfortunately tell you, yeah, I don't think that probability changes whatsoever with Chapman going out. Obviously, he's your best, you know, he's your best third baseman, great defensive player, but we're talking about a guy hitting 240 who has 30 RBIs, right? In what, like 75, 80 games? What's it been? You know what I mean? So we're talking about a guy going out of the lineup, and oh my God, we're worried. No, no, no. It's Giants baseball. It's next man up. It's solid pitching. It's quality defense. And I assume they're just going to put Schmidt right into that third base role, who was, you know, voted by his peers and minor league managers as the very best, no matter the position, the very best defensive player in the minor leagues a couple of years ago. So listen, obviously you're losing some leadership with Chappie. You're losing, you know, some quality at bats. He's a penultimate professional. The guy's, you know, he's an average to above average hitter at that third base position. But, you know, no crying over spilled milk. We're around 10 games over 500. We got the worst team in the history of baseball coming up for the next three games. So let's just keep it pushing, baby. You got to stay faithful. Stay confident. It's Giants baseball season, baby. We love this stuff. That's pretty much all I wanted to get out there. Hey, in a positive spin on this, let's just hypothetically say Casey Schmidt goes out and plays amazing for 10 games, right? Worst case, you got the Giants questioning, hey, maybe we have something here for the future, or you got a nice little trade piece for other organizations. Y'all have a great day, and love ya. I'll listen off the air. Have a good one.
Appreciate it, Chris.
Yeah, I like Chris. I liked his energy, but I wanted to jump in, Stoney. I didn't. A little slow as you get older. I just wanted to tell him if somebody could go 4-for-4 tonight, you want that to be Adames, right? That's the kind of fun thing about tonight. Get up off the mat and fight. Like, you want him to get going. You want the dub. I get the, come on, partner.
What?
You want him to be the one that has the big night with the stick.
I mean, if I'm a Giants fan, sure, I want Adames to get going, but I want the team to win more than Adames. Like, if you told me right now he's going to hit 191, but we're going to win 94 games.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
I guess you got to take it.
I'm taking it, too.
The other thing Chris was talking about with Chapman, and I agree, he said, you know, he's an average to above-average hitter.
Yeah.
The problem is on this team, that puts him as either the best hitter on the team or the second best hitter on the team. And
he's been on fire the last 10 games, but yeah, 240.
And so now you lost, you know, again, I think you have 60 home runs as a team, and this guy's hit 12 of them or something very similar to that. And now he goes away. And I like Casey Schmidt as a fielder. I think he stinks at the plate.
And I'm with you.
So,
you know, I used to call him Chasey Schmidt.
Like, he's got to.
I think I stole that from someone.
I'm sure.
It might have been Willard.
That would be. Kevin. That would be.
Might have been Spadoni. Chasey.
Yeah. So, Buster Posey was on Tim Kawakami's podcast on, I believe it was Monday. Might have been Sunday, but it just got put out. And this is Buster Posey about the pitching staff and the competition they have, and knowing that at some point Verlander may come back in the next few weeks.
What I'm seeing is, and it's really exciting, is you see Logan Webb go out, throw 6, 7, 8 innings, next man up wants to do the same thing. So it's a healthy competition that the starters have going. And then you know, you look at our pen, and outside of Tyler Rogers, it's a fairly young group. So they've done a nice job. Randy Rodriguez really stands out as a guy that we've been able to bring in some really high-pressure situations, and he's been able to get us out of some big jams, and his confidence just continues to grow and grow. Duvall's been great. Rogers. It's been a great effort from those guys.
That was Buster Posey talking about this pitching staff and how Webb is setting the tone.
Man.
And when Webb goes out and does his thing, it seems to have a chain reaction.
Who can argue that right now, Stoney?
Nobody. Nobody.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't see it coming either.
What?
This pitching staff this dominant.
And that's another thing that I wonder. Is as great as it's been, you got to figure they're not going to be able to do this all season long.
I'm
by the same token, I'm sure it's more of who they are than who they aren't. But, you know, when you have a first half of the season, when you get the starting pitching that they've gotten and the relief pitching that they've gotten and the middle relief that they've gotten, it's fair to ask, is it really this outstanding?
No doubt about it. So, and I'll say this to that. Do you have a problem? I know different personnel, but a lot of guys still. When they won 107, I'm not saying the rotation was this dominant, but the formula and recipe that they had to be a damn good baseball team never evaporated. Like, they got to the finish line, Stani.
They did.
You know, and I'm just wondering, just like you are, not, you know, who did we have? They played Sound, you did the other day, Morosi, saying he thought the Giants could be a playoff team, or he expects them. I'm with him on that before the season started, but for what you just said about this rotation and the bullpen, I'm like, they kind of lightweight showed us a few years ago that they could get to the finish line.
One of the things Posey talked about, and we talked about it briefly in the opening segment, was when Buster Posey talked about the Zach Wheeler trade back in 2011 and how he liked the idea of it for Carlos Beltran. Of course, Beltran played half a season for the Giants, essentially, not even that much. And then he signed with the St. Louis Cardinals, and the Giants obviously lost Zach Wheeler, a guy who's still pitching. But Posey was asked by Tim Kawakami about would it actually be possible to trade some of your pitching either now or between now and the deadline.
I believe that pitching, especially young pitching, can be. I've seen it. I experienced it as a player as the foundation of success. So, it's something that that I think you have to take very seriously and certainly not be flippant about the value that young pitching has for organizational health.
I'm not sure if he meant acquiring or trading young pitching at that point. Wasn't clear to me, but he talks about you got to have young pitchers because if young pitchers are good, chances are they're going to improve. And that's what we saw back in, you know, 2010 with this team and a young staff that was able to grow together.
And that's what it's about. So we'll see.
That's what it's all about.
We'll see.
And that's what life's about.
And then more Buster Posey on does this pitching staff right now resemble the staff of 2010, the year the Giants won their first World Series?
Yeah, I think there's some similarities. I mean, I'm always cautious to – I always like to appreciate the past, learn from the past, but understand that the teams in 10, 12, and 14 are not going to be replicated. If the next championship team may have some similarities, but they're going to be their own team, and they'll have their own associations in our memories of you know, what they were.
All right, so that's Buster Posey comparing or not wanting to compare so much this year's pitching staff for the one back in 2010.
Yeah. I get it, but I'll tell you what, Sonny, and we didn't know then because that was the shocking one of them all when they came out and got to the World Series and did what they did in 10. How about this? The train feels like it's headed down that track in regard to just being a player to qualify for the postseason after 66 games. You got the bullpen. You got the starting rotation as of now. And, man, Stani, we've seen lesser with the sticks, but you got those two going for you. You can do some damage in the Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
I really believe that.
Matt Chapman, been put on the injured list. Got hurt Sunday. So Giants are going to have to play some baseball without him. And we know that they've struggled to hit for the better part of 3 weeks. He was hitting as well as anybody on the team, hitting 350 over the past 10 games. And now the Giants, who lack hitting in the first place, are going to be without their biggest power threat. Mm-hmm. And, of course, a one-of-a-kind fielder. Now, I know Schmidt's good, but Matt Chapman's one-of-a-kind at the at third base, Goo.
And that's what makes him, you know, a top player on the team. He does both. And we hadn't even talked about the glove element of it all, but I don't think hopefully there's not close games these next 3 days. You know, because his glove is just incredible, but you're not going to have that. And Schmidt can make a play or two, but I'm just saying,
Well, what are the Giants have played seven straight one-run games.
Yeah.
They're still on that streak. So, that takes some one-run games if they win them all.
It's over tonight.
Ryan's in Irvine. Hey, Ryan, how are you?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
No, I was just going to say, I think this is a little bit of a silver lining, these close games, because pitchers, starting, middle relievers, Duvall, they're in high leverage situations in like every game, you know? So you think about what that does for a staff. Baseball is all about timing. So at the end of the season, potentially in the postseason, it's not going to be like this is the first time they're facing good competition in high leverage situations. They're every single game. And I know it's kind of a glass half full kind of approach to this thing, but I truly do think it's going to benefit the team in the long run, being in situations like this.
I guarantee, man.
Oh, you're talking more about the games they've been playing than playing without Chapman over the next couple weeks.
Well, it's just going to add to it. I mean, their offense is sputtering now that you're losing, like you said, probably their second, maybe third best hitter on the lineup. So I would assume they're going to be in those high leverage situations.
Gotcha.
Even if they're facing a team like Colorado. So I think it's going to be good for them in the long run.
Yeah, it may be.
We hadn't talked about that much. Good call. You know, Stoddy, I mean, they're in the torture chamber that's got to help. You know, if you get down the road into, you know, late August, September, and then get to the postseason somehow, my goodness, the way that they're playing, it feels like every game is coming down to the wire. You're battle tested for sure.
Well, that's what I wonder, because to me that's something that sounds good. But on the other side of the equation, you always hear, and I've heard it from Fleming, I've heard it from Posey, that these games that the Giants have been playing, not just the last seven, but even going back before that when they weren't scoring runs, puts a lot of stress on a pitching staff. And
Oh, man. The
concern is that you start pitching under duress before the halfway point of the season, then I think the question becomes, can they do it for the rest of the season and get into the playoffs? Yeah. Because the understanding is that game in and game out, you can't have the margin for error that the Giants have had, which is incredibly little.
Minute. Yeah. And we've seen staffs just as well as the Giants have been pitching. We've seen them struggle as a whole, you know? So what happens? Are you going to be able to be more productive or hit your way to some wins if somehow you know a couple pitchers in the rotation take a step back? But that's what makes it exciting.
Yeah, this is a good point from the 415 on the text line. The one concern about playing in Colorado, and this is the case, does the bullpen get overused? Because the starters typically don't last as long in Coors Field that they would, in other stadiums.
And you got the guy tonight, Harrison. We can all say, Stoddy, he's the shakiest of them.
I'm thinking more about the relievers in this series, because this is when games can get out of whack sometimes when you go to Colorado and you have to use a lot of your bullpen. And then what happens when you play the Dodgers? If the bullpen's taxed in Colorado.
And they got hitters.
So to my way of thinking, anytime a starter can go into Colorado and give you six, I think you take it. But tonight, Kyle Harrison on the mound for the San Francisco Giants, but Matt Chapman will not be at third base.
How many All-Stars you think the Giants got, Stoney? I know it's early, but we're coming up on time to get your ballot in. Rodriguez for sure. In the bullpen.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, what about Webb or Robbie Ray?
I could see either one. Is there a chance both go? No. I could see Robbie Ray. I almost feel like he's earned it. That's just me. Him or Webb or both, but that Rodriguez is going in from the bullpen, Stoney. Like you said, and I think Ramos is going back to the All-Star game.
I would say, well, yeah, in terms of their everyday players.
Did they have – and let me ask that. Evan, if I told you the Giants had four All-Stars, my bad, four All-Stars. I'm going Rodriguez at the bullpen, Ramos, and could you see Webb and Ray both getting in, or is that too many?
No, if they're a game behind the Dodgers, like if you're one of the best teams in your league, you deserve to have multiple All-Stars. The reason the last couple of years they've had this issue is because they haven't been that good.
Man, that's four. Any issue with one of the four, any of the four I said, who do you think would be most difficult for of the four I just mentioned?
Probably Ramos.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of good outfielders. Yeah. I would have said, honestly, Chapman, but it's just because of his position.
Yeah.
If you have to pick between Webb and Ray,
honestly, Donnie, I would go with Ray. Not who's the better pitcher, but the lower ERA right now is Ray.
Evan, do you think Rodriguez is a lock?
Oh, my.
He's the best reliever in baseball right now. Like, statistically. I'm serious. Like, right, he doesn't close.
Exactly.
But he has a subatomic earned run average. Like, he is. Stine, he's been unhittable this year.
That is wow.
I'm just wondering. You know,
when he brought up K Rod.
When it comes to All Stars.
Yeah, we can pump the brakes on that. But,
but I get on what? He's a machine now, Evan.
Who?
Rodriguez.
Oh.
Like, the dude's giving up nothing.
But it's like when.
I hear you.
Someone has a good rookie season.
I get you.
And we compare them to a Hall of Famer. We just slow our roll a little bit.
I had Halliburton in the Hall of Fame a couple of days ago.
Well, if he pulls this off, he might be.
Yeah. Yeah, but it'll be fun to see how many. And he's right, Stoudy. If they keep this up and they're right behind the Dodgers or overtake them.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true. Four All-Stars seems like a lot if, you know, running down the list. But, I mean, if they have the best pitching staff in baseball or one of the best pitching staffs in baseball, then, yeah, maybe three of those four will be pitchers. But Giants open up a three-game series tonight in Colorado.
Yeah.
And they are 10 games over 500. And the thing that I can't stop thinking about is
give it to me.
Last Tuesday. Compare last Tuesday to this Tuesday.
Oh, man.
And it's night and day.
Yeah.
Especially if you include last Tuesday's loss to the Padres.
And the way it happened.
Exactly. Yeah. And
twice.
You know, is this team, out of its collective funk? I mean, do you think this team's kind of broken out?
These next 27 innings in Denver will tell me. Is that enough for you? Or
no,
you?
The whole week's going to tell me. Because it's possible to score some runs in Colorado, and then you get to L.A.
Back
and things
to reality.
Change drastically. This is from the 650. Rodriguez may be the hardest to get in because middle relief is usually reserved for teams that are bad that need a representative. All right, well, maybe the Giants can go on a losing streak, and that'll help Rodriguez's chances to become an All-Star. Where is the All-Star game this year?
God, I'm guessing, Evan, you'll let me know I'm wrong. I hate that you asked that. I'm going Atlanta. The All-Star game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality. quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know where's that?
Yeah, it's in Atlanta.
Okay.
Go! But the fact that I went confident,
I didn't know that.
I thought I was wrong. Yeah, damn it.
You should have been more confident.
Yeah.
You absolutely should have been more confident.
Have a little faith. Don't let Sonny take it from you.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's taking a lot. Years off the life. And that's what life's about. Like, if we had a metric of, hey, Goo, you're going to live 94 years old, but working with Stani, 79.
You would take that any day of the week.
But vice versa, I've added to your longevity.
How do you figure?
I keep you young.
You don't, because I'm still the oldest guy at the station.
You got to like that, though.
I don't.
You got one of the best hair at the station.
You said something that I was
going to... We will not talk about Boogie Cousins.
Why not?
Come on, Boogie.
Did you see what he did?
I did, and I'm just, even if you're right, that's what you're doing.
Big brawl in Puerto Rico.
He was a big brawl. No, just what are
it
you
was.
Doing?
You got to do it with the fans and stuff.
Yeah, but he looked like he was the agitator. I didn't like it, man.
I'll tell you what, I took one look at him, and my first thought was what everybody else thought is Warriors got to re-sign this guy. I mean, him.
There is some.
And Dwight Howard. Boy,
well, he's getting ready to go in the Hall of Fame.
Team those guys up, and our size problems are taken care of, Goo.
Not kind of size I'm looking for.
What kind of size are you looking for?
A young Thundercat. Hey,
well, they don't have a draft pick this year in the first round.
Hey, but they got some first round picks, future ones to trade.
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
Wimpy got a new hairdo, Steiny. Cut his hair. Bald.
We should have a segment. What did we call it? KTMZ. You should host our KTMZ segment.
But what are you insinuating?
I'm insinuating that you have expertise.
I watched
about
the BET Awards
about,
last night. So did Evan.
Right. Well, you know what? Maybe we'll. Maybe you guys should talk about that. What I'm getting at is you have a terrific feel for stuff that does not occur on the hardwood or between the lines or on the gridiron.
I'm not nosy.
You seem to understand each professional athlete's relationship and whether they're married, if they have kids, if they have multiple baby mama, you know, all that stuff.
I mean,
it's like you have really schooled me about Anthony Edwards in ways other than just on the basketball court.
You got a whole classroom.
All right. 888-957-957 is the number. That segment, ladies and gentlemen, was brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.